Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the number one professional wrestling radio show in Las Vegas. This is the Mark Hoke Show. The Mark Hoke Show. Going bell to bell with the best in professional wrestling news, entertainment, and lots of Sin City surprises from inside the squared circle. Now, let's get to all the exciting pro wrestling action and bring on the host. Here is Mark Hoke.
And we return to the Mark Hoke Show here on KDON 101.5 FM, the talk of Las Vegas. Very happy to have you with us for hour number two. Let's do it one more time, shall we? Oh, still trying to recover from Rebellion last night. And yeah, you know, I'm going to mention it. Could you guys in Las Vegas that, you know, love living here, but we learn how to drive. I just got a new car 3.5 weeks ago and some dullard hit me in the parking lot or the parking garage at the Palms. So thanks. Thanks a lot. And I will say, we're too nice about it either. We'll just leave it at that. So a little better driving, kids. There's no such thing as a blind spot in a parking garage. Unbelievable. There, I feel a little better. I could say more, but I won't. Work on driving skills. Maybe, you know, take a driver's test. Maybe open your eyes. It's a decent-sized black car in a parking garage in a line that wasn't moving. Cage match. Call it now. By the way, buying Scoops in the chat box. Good to see you, Scoop. What's going on, brother? Don't forget tonight, maybe I'll get the other side of my car hit. They just got the back panel, but it's a little messed up. Maybe I'll get the driver's side hit too, just for fun. You know, match it up. But tonight, of course, at the Palms, we have the TNA TV tapings. So I'll kind of cover things for the next few weeks. Some great matches coming up there. So make sure that you take the time to get down there. If you haven't got your tickets already, come down and check it out. It is going to be great. Nick Nemeth, not the world champ. And I got to say, it would have to have been very tempting to put the belt on him and take it off Moose. But honestly, I might have done it. I might have pulled the trigger. But credit to TNA. They stuck with their guy. But Nick Nemeth will be facing off with Eddie Edwards tonight. You can't really blame Eddie Edwards. Those guys got thrown out of ringside pretty early in the match, so wasn't really any outside interference for the most part. There was one little ankle grab by Eddie's wife, and that was about it. But Nick will be taking on Eddie Edwards. Jordan Grace is going to be in action tonight. This one I'm looking forward to. And don't know if there will be a title change or anything on this, but former X Division champion and one of Las Vegas's favorite wrestlers, Chris Bey, is taking on Mustafa Ali tonight. Get ready for a wild match there. That's going to be fun. Zaya Brookside is taking on Ash by Elegance, so we're going to get to see her in the ring. Mike Bailey and Brian Myers. And Speedball owes Brian Myers one from last night. Oh, man. What a great spear by Myers. Oh, that was just that. That is one of the moments I'm going to remember from that one. That was incredible. Zachary Wentz takes on Leon Slater. Of course, Wentz from the Rascals. And Bun B is going to be there. So get ready for that. Should be pretty cool. And, you know, much more. And I would imagine we're going to hear from the champ. He's going to have a few things to say about his victory last night. So get ready. Well, and of course, a lot of other matches too. I still haven't figured out what the hell happened to that Jordan Grace Steph DeLander match last night. That was just all hell broke loose in that one. You know, so I read a couple one review that said it was overbooked in a fun way. No, WrestleMania was overbooked in a fun way. This one, yeah, it was okay. Yeah, it got a little crazy. But I want to say this about Steph DeLander, though. First time I've actually gotten to see her, and I was about three or four rows back. She made Jordan Grace, while she's not tall, is very physically imposing, obviously. You know, bodybuilding type. And Steph DeLander really looked very physically imposing next to Jordan Grace. That's not easy to do. And she looked good. I give DeLander a lot of credit. Wrestled a great match. Kind of had to say hitting on PCO to try to save her butt. Yeah, I don't know if that worked out well. But, yeah, otherwise, yeah, that was fun. But Steph DeLander looked pretty good last night, too. I thought overall everybody did a pretty good job. You know, it was a good card. Good card. But once again, only one title change. Laredo Kid walks out with the digital media title. But yeah, Moose, Dex, Dex Nick Nemeth, and wins the title. Whew. Wow. But Matt Hardy shows up at the end and is broken Matt Hardy. The crowd's deleting all over the place. He's holding up the TNA World Championship. Poor Moose. He wins the world title and Nemeth shows up last time he's here in Las Vegas. And then this time Matt Hardy shows up. What's a guy got to do? I mean, if the next time, let me give my friend Moose a piece of advice. The next time you're here in Vegas, win and run. You get your hand raised. You guys all bolt to the back. Just go home. Go home. If you have a suite at the Palms, look, just get there. The elevators aren't far away. Do it. Oh, poor guy. But yeah, fun night and another one coming up tonight. So come on over to the Palms. By the way, if you happen to know me, I might have a ticket or two. So just saying. Or maybe drop me a line on social media. If you follow me on Twitter or X at Mark Hoke Show, or you know me on Facebook, I may have a ticket. So just drop me a line and maybe I'll help you out. All right. Now, of course, with the TNA Rebellion pay-per-view over, we've got more to come tonight because AEW is not sitting around. They are in St. Louis tonight for the Dynasty pay-per-view. 12 matches, 8 championship matches. That's a lot. That's a lot. But Tony's ready to roll. Oh, yeah. Tony made a little bit of news this week, too. Okay. We got a winner-take-all match for the AEW World Trios Championship and the Ring of Honor World 6-Man Tag Team Championship. So 6 guys are wrestling for 6 belts. Should be fun. As the Acclaimed and Billy Gunn take on, and of course they are the AEW Trios Champions, take on Bullet Club Gold, Jay White, and the Guns, who are the ROH 6-Man Trios Champions, excuse me. So they'll face off. We get Trent Beretta and Matt Sydal, which is going to be, that'll be a fun match to kick things off. Orange Cassidy and Shibata are taking on Shane Taylor Promotions. So that's Shane Taylor and Lee Moriarty. Anthony Ogogo will be in the corner. So that's the thing. Cassidy's mad. I don't blame him for Trent Beretta turning on him. Guys have been friends for quite a while, but yeah, so Orange Cassidy. But Cassidy's showing a little bit of a streak. So good for him. But yeah, I would imagine Orange Cassidy's boy and Shibata will walk out with that one. The six-man match, I don't know. That's going to be fun. I think that'll be a great match to watch. We get a trios match. Adam Copeland, Eddie Kingston, and the new Ring of Honor world champion, Mark Briscoe, who took the belt off Kingston, and Adam Copeland, of course, is the TNT champion, taking on the House of Black, and of course, Brody King's been messing with Copeland, and Malachi Black has been looking to challenge Copeland, so that one should be a fun one. Looking forward to that. I think that's going to be a pretty exciting match. Of course, Mark Briscoe has been getting in the House of Black's business, so pretty excited for that match. I think that one's got some pretty good potential. Hook faces Chris Jericho for Hook's FTW championship. And of course, I'm not sure. This has been weird. Chris kind of took Hook on, they wrestled, and then Chris took Hook under his wing, and then they tried to talk it out with Taz in the ring. Of course, Hook is Taz's son. And he, of course, Jericho and Taz go a long way back. And then Chris got mad at Taz and Chris pushed Taz. That started a rather, the chant that you would expect to be heard when you push Taz. I don't think anybody should push Taz at any point. I don't care if Taz is 90 years old. You don't push Taz. Very bad decision. They let him know that. So Hook gets Chris Jericho, and they just wrestled too. So I don't know. I can't say I'm that excited about that match. Roderick Strong will be defending the AEW International Championship against his old friend, Kyle O'Reilly. Should be a good one here. These guys know each other very well, so I wouldn't expect anything less than a pretty outstanding match. Can't imagine Roddy's going to lose the title this fast, but you never know. But Roderick Strong defends the AEW International Championship there. Julia Hart takes on Willow Nightingale with that pesky Stokely Hathaway in her corner. This is a house rules match for the AEW TBS Championship, so we get a little extra special stipulation. Don't know what that'll be. But Julia Hart, who's just been wrestling fantastic, and Willow Nightingale, maybe she's getting a little bit of a nasty streak. We'll see. But should be a fun match there with Julia taking on Willow. I would imagine Julia will probably walk out still TBS champion, but who knows? This next one for the AEW Continental Championship, it's Okada and Pac. Oh, feed me that one all day long. Oh, I would love that. That one is going to be an absolute war. Of course, Pac finally just got back from injury. So the Rainmaker gets Pac. And, Pac is one of those guys that just always seems to just fly under everybody's radar. And he's one of the best on the planet at doing what he does. And you put him in the ring with Okada, and I cannot imagine what these two are going to do together. But this should be very exciting. So looking forward to seeing the Rainmaker taking on Pac. I can't imagine Okada's going to take a loss this early in his AEW tenure. Of course, Okada probably one of the top 3 to 5 wrestlers in the world. But no way he takes a loss this quickly. But still should be an incredible match. So we get Okada and Pac tonight. The Young Bucks, Matthew and Nicholas, the EVPs, face FTR for the fourth time. It is the tournament final for the vacant AEW World Tag Team Championship. It is a ladder match. I don't know why we need a ladder, but hey, why not? Let's have some fun. We'll see if the EVPs knock off FTR this time. And, of course, the dreaded CM Punk Jack Perry video was shown in from All In, and that was the reason the Young Bucks claimed they lost their match to them at All In. It distracted them. They were EVPs, and it was a distraction. They couldn't handle being EVPs and wrestling at the same time. Okay. We've only been doing it for, you know, 4.5 years now, but all right, we'll take it. Whatever you guys want to write. But obviously, two of the best tag teams in the world. Should be a terrific match. Looking forward to seeing these guys do a fun ladder match. So we get Young Bucks FTR again. Winner walks out with the AEW World Tag Titles. Toni Storm trying to keep her blessed Mariah May by her side and her manservant Luther take on Thunder Rosa, who has been on fire since she's come back, and the fans are really behind her right now. Match for the AEW Women's World Championship. I don't know. This one's kind of up in the air. I probably should have checked the betting odds on these too, but wouldn't be totally surprised if Thunder Rosa walks out with the title. Of course, she never lost it. Had to vacate it a while back, and that created the whole, you know, interim championship situation that Tony just got totally messed up on. So we get to see Toni Storm and Thunder Rosa coming up here tonight in AEW Dynasty. That should be a really good ladies match. Looking forward to it. And then we have the two main event matches. You got to call these a co-main event. I cannot imagine two better builds, you know, that we've had. I mean, this one, you could have just said, these two are wrestling, go. You wouldn't need a darn thing. Will Ospreay takes on Bryan Danielson. Thank you. We're good. That's a main event. Anywhere, anytime, any place, you could have just said, we're gonna put these two together, start printing tickets. Here's your money. We're all good. This is going to be interesting. But the intriguing part is, you know, with Ospreay just signing, you know, what do you do on this? Do you give Danielson another loss? You know, is this, I mean, you don't want to make this whole, I mean, because Danielson's been losing some matches lately. Do you really want Bryan Danielson to be on the, hey, you know, it's nice I'm getting to wrestle everybody, but, you know, I'm a loser, baby. No, I don't know. But of course, you just officially signed Ospreay. I mean, obviously, he's been popping in and out of AEW, but, you know, now that he's officially part of the company, do you want to give him a loss? I don't know. Let's maybe make this a time limit draw or something like that. Just let him go at him, put on an exhibition. I'd be okay with that. You know, drag this one out. I mean, let's do this 3 or 4 times. I'm good with it. But Will Ospreay, Bryan Danielson, a real dream match coming up tonight at AEW Dynasty. And then the main event. And obviously this one has been building up for a long time after we had that triple threat. It is Samoa Joe and Swerve Strickland coming up for the AEW World title. And both men doing unbelievable work. Swerve has been pushing and pushing and pushing as he looks to become the first black world champion in AEW. And, you know, I don't know. They've both been working so well. It's a difficult decision to decide who you're going to pull the trigger on here. I guess to a point it depends, you know, who you're kind of seeing down the road as your world champion. If, you know, is MJF getting ready to come back? We know Adam Cole's not. We're going to get to that story a little bit later. But what a tough decision that's going to be. You know, do you keep Swerve in the chase? You know, maybe have somebody screw with Swerve to take him out of this one and keep Joe on top? Because people are loving. I'll tell you what, people are absolutely loving Samoa Joe as world champion. No complaints out of me or anybody else. He has been fantastic. Should have been the world champ when he was wrestling Brock Lesnar in WWE. Vince. But he has been outstanding. And, you know, but maybe this is the night you finally get the coronation of Swerve Strickland. We'll find out at AEW Dynasty tonight. But that is your card for this one coming out of St. Louis. It should be pretty cool. So looking forward to this one. If you have any thoughts about what you're thinking about AEW Dynasty tonight, you can get in that chat box. We would love to hear your thoughts about who you think is going to win. Who's winning that one? Who's winning the Ospreay match? I want to hear from you. Now hit us up on social media. X is probably the best way to catch us right now. Of course, you can also go to YouTube at The Mark Hoke Show or on Facebook, The Mark Hoke Show. Hop in the chat box. What do you think? I want to get your thoughts on TNA Rebellion, too. Did you like it? Did you not like it? Should Nick Nemeth have been the winner? Curious to hear what you think. It's some fascinating decisions. And, you know, these booking decisions are not easy for everybody. And especially, you know, it was a few years ago when it was just WWE and we just didn't have almost anybody near the main that deserved to be in the main event, that deserved to be at the top of the card. You know, we were just kind of circulating Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar, you know, just like we had two pairs of underwear in the drawer. Well, now the wardrobe closet's been unlocked everywhere, and it's a way different ballgame. Who do you like on top? Well, do you like Samoa Joe? Do you want to hang on and maybe wait for MJF or somebody else? Maybe you put Swerve on top and maybe send Christian after him and just have a heel versus heel situation. What do you do? Let me know. So let's take a break. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about this. And we've got some major WWE news. Some people got some boo-boos. And one person had to vacate a championship this week. An absolute heartbreaker in WWE. Oh, man. Two of WWE's best have been sent to the sideline. And unfortunately, a few have been sent to the unemployment line. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more. So stick around, everybody. More to come on The Mark Hoke Show here on KDON 101.5 FM, The Talk of Las Vegas. And, of course, streaming live on YouTube and Facebook. We'll be right back.
FM, KDON.
This is The Mark Hoke Show.
The Mark Hoke Show.
Here again, your host, Mark Hoke.
Hey, let's keep it rolling here on The Mark Hoke Show on KDON 101.5 FM, The Talk of Las Vegas. Top-rated show on our station. Live show, anyway, I should say that. Certainly do appreciate all of our listeners, and I know a bunch of them got to go to TNA Rebellion last night. We got a bunch more going to Impact Live TV tapings tonight. And by the way, got a message online from Marissa, who was one of our ticket winners, and just took the time to say thank you, and she had a blast. Said, our voices are so sore. Well, I'm glad you had a great time, Marissa, and thank you for listening to the show. We do appreciate every one of you that takes time out to listen, follows us on social media. You all mean so much to me and all of us here at KDON and Odyssey Las Vegas. So thank you. That's all I can really say. Thank you so much. By the way, I just did over the break get a second to get some of the betting odds on betonline.ag. And yes, you can bet on wrestling. And all you have to do if you want to get a little bonus to check out the site, because they have all sorts of different sports on and politics and everything on that site. Here's your betting odds for Dynasty tonight. For some of the matches, they don't have them all. Okada is a minus 5,000 against Pac. Pac is a plus 1,200. Roderick Strong is minus 700. Kyle O'Reilly, plus 400 in that international championship match. Toni Storm is a minus 1,000 against Thunder Rosa, who is a plus 550 for the women's title. This one's interesting. I don't know. This might be worth throwing a little bit down just for fun. But Swerve Strickland is a minus 1,000 for the world title. Samoa Joe is a plus 550. So if you don't know what that means, by the way, if you put down 100, you win. You would have to put down, like, if Samoa Joe is a plus 550, you put down 100, you'd win 550. So that's how that works. And it just goes in the other direction for a minus bet. Young Bucks are a minus 2,000 to FDR's plus 700. Will Ospreay is a minus 2,000 favorite on Bryan Danielson. So expect the Danielson, I'm going to get beat tour to continue. And this is the only one that's even close that they have listed here. House of Black is a minus 175 favorite to beat Copeland, Kingston, and Briscoe. So they are pretty sure about a lot of these matches tonight. Interesting. Huh. Okay. I'm cool with that. I'm not 100% sold that Swerve's walking out tonight. I would say probably. But I don't know. This is what I said about the Nick Nemeth situation here. That with, even though would it seem to make sense to put the title on Nick, you know, a more well-known personality in pro wrestling and in pop culture? Yeah. But at the same time, the chase gets more eyes than when you're actually there. Think about a guy like Dusty Rhodes, for example. Back when Dusty would win the NWA title, but he didn't hold it very long. He would have those long chases against Harley Race, the long chases against Ric Flair. It would take him forever before he'd finally win. And you had the Starcade where, you know, you had Joe Frazier as the referee and had the blood stoppage because Dusty was bleeding too much and they stopped the match and everybody was like, what the hell are you doing? Oh, come on. Dusty bleeds all the time. What? This is stupid. But eventually Dusty got him. Think about what happened with Cody Rhodes. Took 2 years. Cody finally got him and look what the payoff was. Maybe this is a situation where, you know, Swerve is going to win, but maybe this isn't the time. Maybe you want to keep teasing Swerve winning the championship. I don't know. Very interesting thought on that. But I'm good either way. But gosh, Joe is just doing such a great job. And I just love the way he wrestles. I love his poise. You know, he's one of the power guys that actually uses his power, you know, and doesn't just kind of goof around in there a little bit. You know, he's a monster and he knows it. So he acts like a monster and he acts confident and he does everything a pro wrestler is supposed to do. And I just enjoy him a lot. So I, you know, not going to be heartbroken if he holds on to the title tonight. We'll see. Boy, WWE land, a lot going on over there. Let's talk about the goodbyes, at least the temporary ones. Rhea Ripley has had to vacate the WWE Women's Championship. What a heartbreak. Of course, she won the title at WrestleMania 39, knocking off Charlotte Flair, what ended up being PWI's match of the year. She got hurt in that little skit they did with Liv Morgan where Liv threw her into a locker backstage. And what should have really been nothing, well, and I know about this one, injured her AC joint that connects your collarbone and your shoulder during that backstage attack vignette. Well, it turns out she sprained it. And when you sprain that, there's a little capsule in there too that kind of keeps everything lubricating stuff up, and it's that'll really mess you up. Well, that's 4 to 6 weeks to get the mobility back, and then it takes generally about 3+ months to rehabilitate that. So she's going to be out for a while, and that was why she had to lay down the WWE Women's title. So Rhea Ripley is gone, and trust me on this one, it's sometimes very iffy if you need surgery or not. So it could even be even longer than that. So Rhea Ripley is out of action, and WWE decide, well, we're not going to mess around. We're going to crown a new champ pretty fast. So there is going to be a battle royal on Raw on Monday to determine a new women's world champion. So we're going to have a new champ. Becky Lynch, Liv Morgan, Nia Jax, Natalya, Chelsea Green, Piper Niven, Shayna Baszler, Zoe Stark, Candice LeRae, Indy Hartwell, Maxine Dupree, Tegan Knox, Katana Chance, Caden Carter, Ivy Nile, and one person has already been eliminated. We will get to that, but that is your group that will be wrestling for that women's title. So it'll be interesting to see who comes out of that. Liv has been, they've been talking about giving Liv the push. Of course, Becky just lost to Rhea. Nia Jax will be up there. I would say those are probably your favorites. But yeah, Rhea Ripley is out. Seth Rollins is also headed out. He is going to be having some surgery. Apparently, he has been had more knee issues on his knee. Tore his meniscus a little bit before WrestleMania. So that meniscus problem haunting Seth Rollins. Apparently just had surgery Tuesday, so he is going to be out for a while. So Seth Rollins hits the sidelines. Tough one there. So Seth Rollins is out as well. Say goodbye to Seth for a little bit. So he'll be at home chasing the kids. Well, Becky Lynch maybe end up becoming the women's champion. Pretty interesting there. But Seth Rollins, the workhorse of WWE, is out of there for a little bit. Maybe he can wear some t-shirts and sweats around for a while. Save a little money on the wardrobe, at least. But yeah, we'll miss Seth Rollins. That is for sure. Now, the name that we said got eliminated from the Women's Battle Royal is Xia Li. Why do I say that she's been eliminated from the Battle Royal without the Battle Royal taking place? Well, because WWE actually did some releases. That's right. They have sent a few people to the unemployment line. And here is your group that has been sent away from WWE. Jinder Mahal, the former WWE champion, has been released along with Xia Li, Zion Quinn, the Australian, and Veer and Sangha also out. So the three Indian wrestlers, the Chinese wrestler, and an Aussie are gone from World Wrestling Entertainment. Of course, the biggest name of them all would be Jinder Mahal, who had just recently, somehow out of the blue booking-wise, got a match with Seth Rollins, and that was the, ironically, that was the match that Seth Rollins got hurt in before WrestleMania that caused all the booking panic there, and you know, just create, had that mess go down. But, and of course, Tony Khan had that little Jinder Twitter craziness happening. But yeah, so all three of the top Indian wrestlers are out of WWE, and Xia Li, the first Chinese-born wrestler in World Wrestling Entertainment, also is on her way out. So Xia Li, who had actually been announced in that battle royal, is no more with WWE. I will say this. Very interesting to see what happens with Jinder Mahal. Will he be in AEW? Of course, he does have a relationship with TNA. Would certainly be welcomed back there. But after what happened with that little Twitter spat, I have to say, Tony Khan is a sucker for stuff like that. And I think Jinder really has gotten a bad rap. I think what happened with him, if you don't remember, of course, he had the huge upset win over Randy Orton to win the WWE World Championship. And a lot of that was very rushed. He hadn't won matches in quite a while. Wins a six-pack challenge to face Orton, and then very quickly at Backlash wins the championship. And it was because they were going on a tour of India. So he went from being nowhere in WWE to the World Championship. And a lot of people were very critical of that for WWE. And it wasn't that Jinder did a bad job. And of course, Jinder had been released, came back in phenomenal shape, and did some great mic work. I mean, there was nothing wrong with anything that he did, but it was just a situation that Vince really seemed to just use him to exploit the Indian market because of that tour, and everybody saw right through it. But it wasn't anything that Jinder Mahal did wrong, and I honestly thought he was wrestling well, and certainly deserved an opportunity for all the time that he put in to get himself physically where he did, and was cutting good promos. But we'll see where he lands. I have a feeling it's not going to take him long to find a new home. So, but want to wish all those guys all the best. We always hate to see good people get released, and no one don't like to see anybody lose a job that doesn't deserve to. So, good luck to everybody. So, we'll see you down the road somewhere in a wrestling ring, I'm sure. And speaking of down the road, we got to take a break. So when we come back, we got more here on the Mark Hoke Show here on KDON 101.5 FM, the talk of Las Vegas. It's the best in pro wrestling news and entertainment. So we put a bow on today's show. By the way, Matt Black from WrestleZone is going to be joining us next week. Oh, we always have fun with Matty. Oh, he is something else, isn't he? Just love it when he's so happy on Twitter, then just turns into a bitter, evil dude when he comes on our show. Stick around, everybody. We've got a whole lot more on the Mark Hoke Show. We'll be right back.
101.5 FM, KDON. You're listening to the number one professional wrestling radio show in Vegas, The Mark Hoke Show.
The Mark Hoke Show.
Now, here again is Mark Hoke.
Yeah, that's me. What's going on, everybody? Best in pro wrestling news and entertainment. As we get ready to wrap up a huge show coming off TNA Rebellion, AEW Dynasty tonight, and of course, Impact Live here in Las Vegas. Go to the Palms, get your tickets, go, go, go! Show them your support. Show them how much you love pro wrestling. It's going to be a great Sunday night over there. 4 p.m. Don't wait. Like I said, hit me up on social media. I think I may have some tickets available. So if you don't have any, let me know. I may be able to get you in there. So just drop me a line, okay? Mark Hoke Show. Just wherever you are on social media, all right? And once again, check it out. TNA, you got TNA Plus, but these are the TV tapings, so yeah, you won't get to see this for a while. So the only way you're going to see it today is see it live. So come on down, Pearl Theater at the Palms. Some other interesting things going on in the world of wrestling. You ever wonder why getting these big events like TNA, Rebellion, or getting, say, AEW pay-per-view, or getting a WWE Royal Rumble or WrestleMania is important to a city? Well, here's why. The 2024 Royal Rumble had a $47 million positive economic impact for St. Petersburg. According to a report via Fox 13 out there, the Rumble earned $47,047,401 in positive economic impact for the St. Petersburg area. Among statistics reported that weekend, the Imagine Museum had a 25% increase in attendance. Sunrunner had a 95% increase in ridership the day of the Rumble. 60,000 donated to several charities like the Boys and Girls Club of St. Pete, Pinellas Education Foundation. Ferg's Sports Bar did 7 times the business of a usual Saturday. Yeah. So, not bad. They did 48,000 plus in attendance over there for the Royal Rumble. So, that's why you want to get them. That's why we have this big bidding process. And, of course, right now, like I said, we are earlier in the show. We are on the list, apparently, for WrestleMania this year, coming year. Apparently fighting out with Minneapolis. Gee, yeah, with everything going in Minneapolis, that just sounds like such an amazing place to go. And that sucks because Minneapolis used to be a beautiful city. I went to North Dakota State, went down to Minneapolis a bunch of times, and that is sad that that place has just turned into a miserable pit. Unbelievable. I hope the people of Minneapolis can get that turned around because it was just such a great place. It's disappointing. So if you're listening to me in Minneapolis, please think about what you're doing when you vote this year. And apparently, speaking of WrestleMania, WWE's talking about making some changes. Here's one that, you know, maybe it should have thought about a while ago. Don't have it the weekend of the Final Four. They're actually talking about moving into May. Here's another one that I brought up. When they decided they were having Philadelphia. Don't have it in a cold weather city in an outdoor stadium in early April. Hello. They are actually talking about moving it to May. Apparently Nick Khan brought this up. They said we're not going to do it against the Final Four. Of course, the NCAA basketball championships. And we're not going to do an outdoor stadium on the East Coast. The quote was going in early April in an outdoor stadium on the East Coast. Assume you're not going to see that again. Going up against the Final Four Saturday night games. Assuming you're not going to see that again. Ah! What a brilliant... I don't know how they could have possibly thought of that. Oh, gee, kind of like the gang here in Las Vegas with the F1 stuff. Oh! The rocket scientists strike again. Thank you, Nick Khan. Love having it in Philly. But I had said, could get a little chilly there. The weather gets a little dicey. That's my area. And it was freezing that first night for WrestleMania. Yeah, just an idea. Good work. Good detective work by WWE. No offense, guys. By the way, apparently Drew McIntyre has been working through a hyperextended elbow. So, take it easy, Drew, but he's still going. Looks like Cody Rhodes will be facing off with AJ Styles at Backlash, so that's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to that. Tony Khan had his press conference scrum, and a couple topics came up there. One was that CM Punk had said in that big interview with Ariel Helwani that he never got reimbursed for his triceps injury after All In. And Tony was like, I didn't know that. We're going to check into it. And if you didn't get it, you didn't get it. We'll take care of it. Because apparently what AEW does, it's different from WWE. They send you to a doctor and take care of the whole thing. AEW has you go to whatever doctor you want, then get the bills, and they reimburse you. So Tony was like, hey, I didn't know. If that's true, we'll take care of it. Okay. There was another issue that came up too, which this one... The transgender issue has been kind of a mess across the country, and I don't want to get into the depths of all this because it's can get very personal. But this one went past the line. The Oklahoma Athletic Commission told All Elite Wrestling that allowing a transgender wrestler to defeat a female-born wrestler in the state isn't going to happen, and I was just like, okay. Guys, it's pro wrestling. This isn't, you know, this isn't like a boy sprinting away from a bunch of girls, which is ridiculous. This is pro wrestling. It's scripted. Come on, guys. Look, I know we're watching out for girls, and that's cool, and women, but this is pro wrestling. you can let this one go. It's all right. It's okay. But that was interesting. And we also saw apparently TBS was happy with the ratings they got from the CM Punk Jack Perry thing. So yeah, let's feed that dragon. Great. Oh my God. Don't do that again. And also Adam Cole's been pulled from the road. They have told him it's not helping his rehab to be out there. So stay home, get better. No more flying, no more going out and having to walk around on crutches and everything. We need you back, buddy, and we do. The Undisputed Kingdom doesn't quite work without Adam Cole out there. So let's get Adam Cole healed up. Apparently his ankle is not healing well. He shattered that sucker. Whew. Get well, Adam Cole. We need you, baby. And we need you out there, all of our listeners. Hey, we want you down at TNA Impact Live tonight. We'd love to see you. Said, hit me up on social media at Mark Hoke Show. Send your pictures. Say hi. We'd love to catch you. Like I said, I may have a couple tickets, so let me know. And that's going to do it for us today. Thank you for listening to The Mark Hoke Show. Follow us on X at Mark Hoke Show, Facebook, The Mark Hoke Show, MarkHokeShow.com. Subscribe to us on YouTube at The Mark Hoke Show. You kind of get the point. Just type up The Mark Hoke Show. You'll find us and follow us. We appreciate it. Thank you so much, everybody in Las Vegas, for listening to us and making us the success we are. We will see you next week, and we'll see you down at the Palms. Have a great day, Las Vegas.
Want more of The Mark Hoke Show? Follow us on Twitter at Mark Hoke Show. Like us on Facebook at The Mark Hoke Show, and visit MarkHokeShow.com to keep up with everything happening with the show. And remember to check out all of our archive shows on YouTube at The Mark Hoke Show and download our podcasts at MarkHokeShow.podbean.com and all your favorite podcast outlets. So join The Mark Hoke Show family today, and thanks for listening.